Yo, 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 yo. It's another session, people.
We let you
in. Right.
I don't interrupt you, but you normally be looking straight. Oh, I got my boy Swilly. Got my boy Cole in the building. You know what I'm saying?
We're gone.
We back at it like a crack at it. And I don't know, you might notice something a little different. We back with our mics, man. I do got to give apology to my boy D. Cole. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trust him with the interface because it had went out on us, but he fixed it. We back at it. And I appreciate my nigga for that. You know what I'm saying? He was like, bro, just let me fuck with it, bro. So I was like, yeah, go ahead. You know what I mean? Let it rock. My nigga got down with the school for that shit, so he definitely know what he doing. So
we trust
you. Gotta let him rock.
Mm-hmm. Let me see something else. I do circumcisions too.
All right, man. Well,
y'all boy pull
right,
up.
Man.
You hated that part out.
No, he.
What he say goes.
Stick to him. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all boy pull up.
I am rubber.
What's that?
I am rubber. He is glue. Whatever he says.
Like in Atlanta, nigga, you can get a certification for
what's
anything.
What's the fucking the fine print shit?
What you mean?
Terms of agreement?
Nah, when you the disclaimer. What are you talking about? Oh, yeah, that's a
disclaimer. Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, straight up. Anything filed that's said from D. Cole is only on D. Cole. It has nothing to do with B-Wise or the session with B-Wise.
Yeah, dude, these niggas told me to say this
or
shit.
Or Swilly.
Literally like, all right, look, when we come in, you going to say this shit right here?
The opinions of each individual are...
Of the individual. Hey, I might add that as at the front
and
part.
And not of the entire podcast of B-Wise.
Right.
A session would be wise.
The opinions of the individual are of the individual and not of the show. A session would be wise.
In its totality,
right? That's funny.
Nigga completely removed himself.
We all did.
True. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got to say, Faye.
You know what I'm saying? But all right. First things first, man. What we're gonna get into? We gotta say R.I.P. Rico Wade. It happened right after our last show.
Rest in peace, Rico Wade.
We had said RIP to OJ on the last episode. And also, RIP Mr. C, the DJ in New York.
Yeah,
he died as well. You know what I'm saying? But
God damn.
Since it's Rico Wade, kind of like, he helped cultivate the whole landscape for Atlanta, man. I know, of course, you know, we got like the whole LaFace era and all that shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And JD, and he did his thing too. But Rico was a part of a lot of that too. He helped write a lot of different songs and shit like that. Matter of fact, pull up while I'm talking and shit, pull up Rico Wade's catalog, like stuff he might have wrote or produced or something like that. But he had the spot, man. And shout out to CeeLo. CeeLo bought Rico Wade's house and he's going to turn it into a museum for people to, I guess, walk through and just, you know what I mean, see how the shit was when they used to go to, when they had the dungeon and they used to be in the studio, you know what I mean, getting their shit off and shit like that. Yeah, so I thought that was dope of CeeLo to just, you know what I mean, make sure he preserved his boy area, like nobody bought it and, you know what I mean, end up just selling it on some crazy shit.
Gotta get the pornos up out of there first.
That's funny, right? But it's dope what Rico Wade did for Atlanta, man, and just the whole culture. He had Goody Mob with him, man. He got Outkast. Future was there. Yeah, that's his cousin. You know what I'm saying? This shit is just dope. How many people was just a part of that whole movement? CeeLo, like we were saying, Killer Mike. It's a lot of people that was a part of that was of that tree, of that Dungeon Family tree, Organized Noise tree. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Sleepy Brown.
Sleepy Brown, right.
Damn, what's the other nigga name?
Who?
It's the other nigga from Organized Noise. Damn.
You got to pull it up. I'm drawing a fucking blank.
You said what's the other nigga name?
Yeah, it's hurt my fucking heart.
One of the niggas that, be his name?
Ray.
Ray.
Yeah, okay, Ray. Yeah, Ray Murray. That was the nigga on the goddamn piano and on the
keys,
guitar
yeah.
and all that shit. That nigga really was lit with the instruments and shit.
That's dope. So I mean, they had a whole bunch of shit. But did it show Rico Wade catalog? Did you get to that?
Yeah. I put Rico Wade catalog.
Type in songs Rico Wade produced.
If you click on the
keep on talking though.
I was gonna say, if you click on like the Wikipedia, usually they'll tell you like they work.
True. Yeah. You could go to the wiki. See what the hell that shit got going on. But I do want to get into the first song, and then when we come back, we're gonna dive deep into, you know what I mean, the Organized Noise and the impact that they had. They will get into some other things. The rap beef between Drake and Kendrick and Ross and basically everybody. We're going to talk about Drake. His song actually officially dropped for the song Push Ups. So we're going to talk about a little bit of everything today. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get shit cracking. Oh, yeah, and shout out to my homegirl, Vanessa. She had a baby shower. I was there. Kick shit. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out, V.
You know what I'm saying? Hold it down for the red and brown. Right. Shout out, Poppy. Right. And Lily. You know what
OG
I'm saying?
Poppy.
But the first song we're going to play, I think I had said, oh, yeah, that CeeLo. I mean, not CeeLo, but that Gnarls Barkley. Crazy, but CeeLo's in the fucking band. But around that time, they wasn't really, you know what I mean, rocking like that. But it still just shows the product of the type of people that was in organized noise. Although they were back good before he passed. It's just dope to see everybody, how they branched off and was able to do their own thing and just kind of navigate and make a way for themselves. And it just shows the talent that was curated in that dungeon. You know what I'm saying? That shit is really wild. That just, like, if you think about it, that shit is really wild. It's a lot of number ones that came out of that motherfucking, out of that house,
he's
man.
He's like a down south, what, RZA?
You could say that. But definitely bigger
as far as like the impact.
The amount of song. Impact.
I'm just saying like how like
having that group and because
legendary.
Definitely RZA, because RZA was that guy for them. You know, I could definitely see that. But yeah, we're gonna get to the first song, that Gnarls Barkley, Crazy. Just like I said, just shows the diversity and the fluidity of the whole Dungeon family and the shit that they're able to do. So let's jump right into it. Let's get it. That shit was rocking, man. I fucks with that song. And like I was saying, it just shows the type of people that came out of there. Everybody was talented, you know what I mean? But it was some other songs on there that Rico Wade produced. It said that he just helped produce or had like a hand in. It was like Waterfalls by TLC, and it was like In Vogue, that Don't Let Go. Like, this nigga is fire, man. This nigga just was really, really dope and was able to have his hands in everything and had that musical ear for real. And he was doing a lot of shit on the hum. He wasn't trying to like do it through no paperwork and trying to get his money type shit.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? He thought niggas, because it was a little point where he felt the type of way because he thought niggas was built like him and they was gonna bless him off the strength of how he blessed them. Like, yeah. I gave it up just because I thought that we was just like that and we didn't need paperwork type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like, one time my podcast came out with the speaker box and Love Below shit. He felt the way.
Yeah, yeah. He felt the way
about not getting no. He wanted to be like some kind of hand on it, and them boys wanted to do their own shit, but he wanted to like be like a producer, at least write one song on that bitch. Like all the shit we goddamn done went through, and now this finna be y'all biggest shit. Like I want a little piece of it. Damn. You know what I'm saying? But them boys were like,
yeah,
shit,
they're like, we want to just,
yeah, we just really want to try to do our own shit, bro, with nobody else.
We don't want nobody attached to it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is no harm, you know what I mean? Not yeah, no harm, but it ain't, and they're wrong with wanting that, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Because it gets stuck. You get that stamp like, mm-hmm, oh, well, this shit was lit, but was it because you always with buddy them? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
it's like playing under Jordan or LeBron.
Right. I definitely get that. So,
they had done came back.
I know he was thinking about that, huh?
I mean, but they had came back, you know what I'm saying, squashed
it. Yeah, they definitely cleaned that up for sure. And I'm glad they got everything cleaned up too before he passed. Not saying that he might have known or anything like that, but it is dope that, you know what I'm saying, that they did clean everything up. I was happy to know that. And then I did watch the Organized Noise fucking doc that was on Netflix. It's not on Netflix anymore, but I think they said it's on Prime or something. But you could just type this in Google. I'm pretty sure it'll pop up somewhere and let you know where it's at.
The shit came out about 2 years ago, something like that.
Yeah, probably like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
How long ago?
I had watched it.
I don't know, probably like an hour and a half, some shit like that, 2 hours. I don't know. Can't remember.
As a matter of fact, I think that's where I got that from about the Outkast shit.
Probably so. Because he was giving it up. Like that's why I got the whole knowing that he felt the type of way. Because it sounded like he felt the type of way in the fucking interview. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because like the way he was talking, he's like, damn, but like, what's up for like, you know what I'm saying? Like how he was looking, like it's me.
And he would do, you know what I'm
saying? It's me, dog. Like, come on, man.
And me,
cause
I think he was like, you know what I'm saying? He was going through some like, I don't know if it was alcohol or drugs, but like,
yeah. It was something. It was something. He did have something going. I do remember that. But yeah, I definitely fucks with the whole Organized Noise movement, man.
For sure, that very, very big staple in Atlanta.
Yeah, they did.
Atlanta
wouldn't be Atlanta without them, boy.
Atlanta would not,
bro. The shit that happened because of them. The eyes got put on Atlanta because of them. Outkast so winning that here, Source bro. Award. You know what I'm saying? The eyes really got put on us for real. Then what Dre said, like that shit is stamped.
Yeah.
That shit is like
a pivotal moment in hip hop.
Pivotal moment in hip hop, bro.
Can't
him saying that
without mentioning that.
Like when you go through the what's, you know, like what if they was to have a timeline of hip hop.
Yeah.
And you know how like they'll go through the years of it. That would be important enough to pop up on the timeline. Well, I don't know what that was, 93, some shit like that. 93, 94. Yeah. I think it was 94.
You remember when niggas was doing like the East versus the West?
East versus West.
Niggas wasn't even.
But that's what it was because
whenever that first
It was East versus West, but nobody was talking about the quote unquote South.
So this had to be like 94.
They slick kind of lumped us in the East Coast because we was on that side, but we was like, nigga, we don't make music like that. We want some whole other. You know what I'm saying?
We don't make New York
music, nigga.
You said what?
This had to be like 95 then.
Look it up. 94, 95. That's what I'm thinking. 90. I'm thinking 93,
94. What was 93?
94? The Source Awards where Outkast won. The Source Awards. What you looking to type in? Outkast won Source Award.
When did Outkast come out?
Probably like 93. What was that first shit? That AT Aliens was like 93, I think. No, Southern Player Listed.
Yeah,
95. Okay, cool.
The niggas came out. Damn.
The first shit they dropped was the Christmas song.
That Southern. That player's ball.
Yeah. Players ball.
I mean, I always knew them niggas. That's crazy as fuck.
On the LaFace Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas album.
Yeah.
Niggas came out when I was a baby. I always thought.
Baby boy.
Yeah, them boys got joints.
Damn, nigga. I never thought I was like a little kid.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying. Like 93,
Damn.
So 95, that's when they won that shit. So yeah. That's crazy. Shout out to the Source Awards.
They probably won that. The first one was
Southern Player Listed. Yeah.
That music.
Hey.
And there was the third one. Was that? What's the name?
Hey, look who back.
Was it Stank on You or was?
Nah, hell no. It's the other one. It's the other old school good one. Because it was those three. It was the
ATL.
It was Southern Player Listed, and then
Aquemini.
Fuck. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The joint.
That shit with Elevators and shit.
No, the shit with Rosa Parks and
Rosa
fucking.
Rosa Parks, okay. Elevators was on.
And, Return of the G and shit like that on there. It was some other shit.
Elevators was on ATL.
Yeah, Elevators was on ATL. Yeah.
me and you, your mama and your ear.
Yeah, you can tell we some real music heads when it comes to Outkast. Bro, what's up?
Nigga, sorry.
Like, come on.
It was gonna be perfect for the fucking I was thinking about it was gonna be like a picture into the funny video shit, nigga. Like, cause I was like, Nick, I just fuck.
You'll see the vision later, bro. I'll explain it later.
This nigga will make a video.
You supposed to just let me do saying, my. It wasn't a video. I was just saying nothing. Like, I'm over here thinking that you finna be talking. I didn't literally.
It was 2 seconds. And y'all niggas was already on y'all.
Bro, niggas said it was 2 seconds.
Man. It took me like 2 seconds.
I just wanted you to be involved. That's all.
I'm
dog.
Involved.
I didn't
bro.
Hear your
I'm
voice.
I'm involved, bro. I'm involved. Trust me. I'm involved. I just saw this shit and I thought of a funny ass moment.
I turned around. I
was thinking
you,
about
dog.
The pod, nigga. I had the vision.
I feel that. Like, I appreciate it, bro. It was something else I wanted to say about. I mentioned the CeeLo shit already about him buying Rico White House. That's what else I wanted to say. But that's dope.
What kind of museum is gonna be?
I don't know. I think they probably just gonna preserve everything that's in the house on some Martin Luther King type shit. You know what I mean? Just navigate through. You know what I mean? They just tell, so, tell have a little story to tell. They give the, you know who, what's them niggas called? Like your tour guide. They just probably give a lot of information to the tour guide, and they gotta learn all this shit, and they just give them a little history of each room or some shit. They're so, like, well, it's claimed to this is have happened, or they had this person here. Apparently, this person threw up in the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? You know, a little random bullshit.
So, if he's buying the house, like, the house wouldn't go to, like, his family and nothing like that, and they could just do the same thing?
I mean, he might have had a talk with them already.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because his family, what if his family ain't got the funds to potentially do the same thing that CeeLo able to do?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That ain't that but more of a headache for them.
Yeah,
CeeLo might have paid them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right, he said, how about this? How about I pay y'all?
I'll take this out your
hand. How about if the house worth $100,000, I'm going to pay y'all $100,000, and then I'm going to pay the $100,000 to buy it and just do what I need to do with it. You know what I mean?
It's a win-win.
So, like, yeah, it's a win-win. You know what I mean? Y'all don't have a headache. Y'all get the cash, and I'll take over whatever the fuck I want to do. And I'm preserving it still.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And making it historic, so that way, you know what I mean? It becomes something. You know what I mean?
Love it.
That's just one scenario.
Yeah, that's just one scenario. That's just my brain working right now in real time. I don't fucking know.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? We ain't speaking facts, baby.
I know the truth, nigga.
She was pretty good.
Nothing but the truth, nigga.
Right.
Straight up. I'm gonna give it to you.
Yeah, I'm saying that's all I'm gonna do. Yep. Not only will I give it to you, but
yeah, I give it to you.
Hey, it's funny how niggas is some Waterboy fans. Like, oh, some funny shit.
That's my top.
That shit molded our youth for sure. Yeah,
I love that scene.
I do it for you.
Yeah. It's the talking, bro. Yeah, bro. This nigga is a freak.
Hey, that nigga Adam Sandler is
a freak for Adam Sandler.
Yeah, bro, that nigga's a talented
ass. Yeah, he is.
With the Sandman.
Bro. Yeah.
But speaking of movies, we'll get into that in the next segment and later.
We better.
Before we get into this next song, we're going to talk about some black movies and just what I think what I think about certain black movies and some things that I think black movies should do.
Well, like those
forward.
Are my...
No. But the next song we're going to get into, pull it up, dog.
Yeah,
no,
all right.
No,
not
those
mic for sure.
Nah, I said no.
I know.
Like, where the fuck did that come from?
Talking about the Dolomite,
bro. This nigga had that shit on top.
This nigga just say whatever come to him.
That's hilarious. That was very specific.
Pull up Doja Cat, man. I got your love to Doja, man. She dropped a deluxe version of her album.
She did.
Probably, but I was talking about called a song called Piss.
No, that wasn't it.
I think I heard that.
I sent you that. Acknowledge Me.
That song, Urge. I heard that. But is that off the deluxe?
Yeah, that's off the deluxe. Okay. Urge.
Nigga, that shit hard.
I think that might be the one that I like the least, and it don't suck to me. I'm just saying, this is the one I like the least. Yeah.
Because I haven't even heard the other one.
That
I just
one
heard
the
that
afro.
One.
Yeah. That's supposed to be her blonde afro.
Hey, share that with me, huh?
Pubes.
Oh,
the song called Piss. But yeah, we're gonna play a song called Doja Cat off of the Scarlet 2 Deluxe Claw. It's called Clawed album. The song I'm playing is called Piss.
Claw.
It's a nice little vibe.
Claude
nice little bop.
Banks.
Nice little so vibe. Nice little fire. You know, bop. You know what I mean? To fuck with y'all, you know what I mean? So we're gonna play Doja Cat song called Piss. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Let's get it. Yeah.
like the back streets. I just hit the road, look like Mary Kate and Ashley. He don't like no bats, but he bustin' on my back piece. Muscle in my clique, nigga, you ain't pushing past me. All I see is long lines, money left me long time. All we got is face cards, you could put that on mine. Fit look like shit, nigga, wouldn't put that online. Bit how I dress, but you never got the call sign. My diamonds look like piss, oh my. Yeah, piss. You can see me, even through the management. You can be me, you won't reap the benefits. Body mannequin, you know nothing about fashion, bitch. These shenanigans, front row next to Janet, sitting cute. Get the knee high, get the boot. You ain't me and I ain't you. Gotta pee, I'm off the goose. Getting cheese is all I do. All these females right caboose. Look like pee all on my juice. I'ma teach them all the rules. Monkey says I'm monkey piss. So I want this. Call the paps and get a pic. I keep passing on your bitch. She want diamonds just like this. All my diamonds are like piss. All my diamonds are like piss.
Well, we're gonna go ahead and get right to it. And that was Doja Cat with Piss off of her Deluxe.
And it was not piss poor.
It wasn't piss poor at all. You know what I mean? Shout out to Doja. She always able to, you know what I mean, really really make some shit shaking. That's funny to say. Thread the needle. She's good for just, you know what I mean, making a good song, man. Like, and she doesn't have too many features, and I like that about her. I like when people don't have a lot of features, which is something that I appreciate, kind of going a different way.
And still able to, like, go different places with.
Yeah, definitely. Change her voice up.
Would be a feature.
Exactly. It's like singing on the hooks and then rapping on the verses. You know what I mean? She killing it. Like Gunna last album didn't have no features on it. I like that. You know what I'm saying? So that was pretty dope. But yeah. One thing we could say, happy 420. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, man. 420, you know what I'm saying? Put your lighters up and all that. You know what I'm saying? Smoke one for your boy.
Definitely.
Smoke 30 for your boy. 24.
Y'all go ahead and do that for us. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no songs came out as of yet, but I got one question, man. Where the fuck is Kendrick? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you gonna?
Where?
You can't. Like, it's.
I don't see him.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you gave us that letter that you wrote, letting us know that you're not on TDE no more, and you saying basically it's up. You know what I'm saying? Like you can move how you want type shit, nigga. Like, you still doing the whole Mystique shit that TDE got you accustomed right. to. Nigga, you better goddamn drop that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate to even be, like, pressing you like how Drake pressing you. But, like, it's kind of to that point where Drake can really back-to-back you if he want you want to. And it might be up after that. You know what I'm saying? It might be really over for you.
Niggas,
and you ain't even really get shit going. You know what I'm saying? Unless you really got something, like a real haymaker. You know what I'm saying? That you just know that it's going to really, like, just set shit off. But if you just know it's going to set shit off, you might as well just go ahead and drop that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go ahead and put this nigga out his misery type shit.
Well, people are interested still.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's amazing to me that Kendrick ain't dropped nothing or even said nothing. Like, his Instagram, like, why you ain't? Just tap in.
Like, his mental got to be, like, in. Very, like, something, like, off.
Yeah.
Because the spaces he take.
He might be laughing.
The spaces he take between albums. Like, goddamn, the space, the time he takes to, like, pop out type shit.
Yeah.
Like.
Because he's the one that.
He might not like. He might not like.
Well, I ain't gonna
say
he's the one that popped out, because they've been jabbing at each other for a very long time. Yeah. But he's the one that we hadn't heard from since he dropped the album a couple years ago in 2022. Mm-hmm. And then now.
You pop back out and you
say what you say, because, number one, the rumor was that J. Cole and Drake reached out to Kendrick to be on first-person shooter. That's what they were saying, the whole Big Three thing. Mm. But Kendrick said, nah, I don't want to do it. And then he ended up dropping the shit on Future shit, basically saying, fuck the Big Three niggas, just beat me and Cud.
Yeah.
As in himself. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, I was like, all right.
So, he popped back out and also, okay, yeah, so fuck all that mental shit then. You came back out here and popped it off.
You popped it off, bro. You spun it back. Yeah. And like, bro, the song is... Is it still number one?
May J. Cole apologize and shit.
Is it still number one? Like, who knows? If that shit's still number one, then, like, the song is that the diss is basically still holding weight. You feel me? Like, so maybe he might not drop until, you know what I mean, that shit probably lose a little traction possibly, but I don't know. I think I don't give a fuck if it is losing traction, nigga. Have both this, them shits up there. Have a sport, number one, bro. And number two.
It's a sport, bro.
Because Drake officially dropped that push up shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's on iTunes now. You know what I mean? And I went back and listened to it. That's a nice little jab. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If Drake gonna stand by that shit, that is not AI. That's him. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, nigga. Like, he was saying the bars was corny.
They still are. That doesn't change anything.
They like that number one.
That doesn't change anything.
On the Hot 100.
Okay. As long as
you said they like that number one. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So like that still number one. Still holding it down. It's probably been like 3-4 weeks now. 3 weeks. You know what I'm saying? 3 weeks. So,
in a sense, though, I kind of like the concept of, if it is like this, the concept of like fuck the big three, because it's just a comparison. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like why even put us in a group type shit? You know what I'm saying? Like why even categorize it as that? Like,
because niggas be wanting to, like,
when you say a big three, you're instantly just pinning us against each other.
Because that's
now.
That J. Cole shit. Trying to be buddy-buddy and friendly with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's come on, man.
It's a sport.
J. Cole.
J. Cole, okay.
He's the one that said that shit. I don't even know Drake even mentioned it. You know what I'm saying? He's the only one that was saying
He said something about it in an interview.
Who?
Drake.
Yeah, oh, okay.
He said something about it.
He said big three?
Yeah, and he didn't say big three, but he said, like, the top three.
Oh, okay.
And he said me, Cole, and Kendrick.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. He said it.
But it's definitely them. But it's just like, come on, Kendrick. True. Where you at, dog? This nigga, like, where's Waldo, nigga? We gotta find this nigga.
This nigga's being,
and if we find him, then we're able to fucking, this nigga gonna send us on a fucking Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, bro.
Right. Yeah, you know can't pop out like that.
He's gonna run away.
Yeah.
Find a new hot spot.
You know what I'm saying? And then once we find it, then we'll be able to unlock the key that'll take us to another fucking door that'll fucking open up, and then have a fucking what's inside, like what's some shit? It's called an hourglass. So you gotta flip the hourglass over. Then once the hourglass drops down, then once it's empty at the top, it's another key. Then you take that key out. You know what I'm saying? Then you unlock it, and that's the fucking audio. It's an audio fucking tape. You know what I'm saying? Then once you get the tape, it's a key behind the audio tape. And then you take that key off, and then that's when you go in and find the fucking player that you could put the tape in and listen to it.
That's funny as fuck, man.
Oh my gosh.
And you still
gotta
decode it.
You gotta decode that, right? Then you gotta break down the lyrics of the fucking song, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kendrick, if that's what we gotta do,
this
dog.
Nigga running, it's like jumping on Cooper head. This nigga,
right.
You jump on this nigga head, then they go to another fucking tube and pop up
nowhere. That's like in one of them castles, if you take off and fly, you can fly up to the top, and then if you just keep going up, you can end up basically climbing on top of the, you know how you could basically climb on top of the game and you can't really see yourself but just the feet.
Yeah.
You run across the top, that's then funny. You drop down into another little open area, and it's a fucking box, and then you get a whistle.
That too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, all right, that's what's up. You know what I mean? Shout out to Super Mario 3, man.
Right. Straight up. That's definitely what that is.
Yeah, boy. Super
Mario 3. Because I had a raccoon tail, because you had to fly up there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's funny. Yeah,
legit gamers. Old school gamers, too. Though, you know what I'm saying? Galaga and fucking Pac-Man type shit.
Yeah, raccoon tail.
But yeah, definitely Mario. That shit seems so, like, that's not bad graphics, even when I play it, not now.
It's not.
It's not bad graphics at all.
Especially when you consider
we all kind of going off, but who gives a fuck? But yeah.
Yeah.
That shit is not bad graphics at all.
Yeah, no, that shit lit, bro.
You know what I mean? Like, it's really fun. That's a fun-ass game.
It's fun as fuck.
What kind of game is it? Like,
adventurous as hell.
Do you like
so much adventure and, like, mystery in that game. Like, I love
Like, because of the Easter eggs, nigga, you can literally, on accident, nigga, you find this shit. Like, you just happen to be jumping up too much, and you fuck around and hit a fucking extra man.
Out of nowhere.
Because it's just, it's nothing but, it's the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah. Locked in.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. That shit fire.
Yeah.
You had asked the question, bro. What you said? You said, what's your favorite game?
What
or some
kind
shit?
Of gamer are you? Like, are you like a rager? Are you like pretty chill? Or like?
Nah, I'm probably low. I'm really, really, really bottom tier because I wasn't even really deep in it like that. Like I said, I'm a more of an old school gamer. Like, when Call of Duty came out, I definitely fucked with it with the headsets and shit like that. I used to just fuck with the little kids
like
and shit.
I remember, but I ain't ever go crazy. With you, and you used to fuck with people.
Yeah, I definitely just, you know me, bro. I'm a troll, so I'm just fuck around and just pick on people and just say shit.
So that's
you know what I'm saying?
Big bully.
You know
troll.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
These little ass kids.
What about you,
there.
Bro? You game a little bit?
Like, I heard your mama in the back.
Yeah. I mean, these days, I'm just more so Call of Duty and, like, in 2K.
Yeah. They're a little kid. Like, your mama got a big booty.
Yeah, that's.
What, bro?
You can't be asking them for that shit, bro.
Fucking them up.
You can't ask them for that shit.
Hey, no holds bar.
I can't.
No
I don't even let Zion play with folks like that. He got a restriction on his.
Hey, nice. Yeah.
I like that.
We don't want him.
I like.
Yeah. But them kids nigga, be talking crazy to me, bro. Yeah, what I'm supposed to say?
I love that, bro.
What I'm supposed to say, bro? You saying I'm
saying talk crazy?
Nigga, I was 13, 14, 15. Nigga, I ain't need to be hearing that shit. Niggas ain't need to be calling me no goddamn nigga, bro.
Bro, the young niggas is talking crazy. Crazy.
14. I'm like, bro. I just said hello. The nigga told me
I'm too old to be on the game. I went off.
nigga, your
voice deep as hell, cuz you too old to be on this game.
Little nigga, you 15, listen, you a grown man, nigga.
Listen here, little nigga.
Listen here, your blood. Where your mama at?
Where your father at? You know what I'm saying?
Where your mom's at?
I ain't got time for this shit. You gotta start talking crazy. I got your IP address, nigga. I'm about to pull up.
I'm outside, bitch.
Mama! Mm-hmm.
Right. You saw that?
Man, I hate that.
You saw that?
Nigga, flash your lights outside. Fuck, nigga. We out here, nigga. We outside.
Nigga, honk the horn twice. Nigga, Jake. Still got the headset on in the car, bro.
Yeah, y'all niggas
like this nigga. Jake! This nigga dad come outside. Baseball bat.
Yeah, right. That slick happened to me before, nigga. We used to, I think I told this story before. I don't know if I told on this pod. I think I told y'all before. But when I was young, me and my partner used to cut through the back of this apartment complex. Like, well, through our apartment complex. But we used to cut through the back just because it's like a little shorter route. So as we cut through the back, somebody in like maybe like the third or fourth apartment up, they had like a little chihuahua. And then she used to bark, go crazy every time we walked by. That shit couldn't do nothing, nigga. That shit's all the way at the top. But nigga, we used to throw shit up there all the time. Just try to throw shit and fuck with the dog type shit. One time my partner threw a spoon up there. Fucking like hit the dog. We finally got up some shit up there. Threw a spoon up there. You know what I mean? Type shit. So then we like, yeah, fuck around. You know what I mean? So we keep pushing it. Next day we come back. We fuck around. We throwing shit at the dog. We just got finished throwing shit at the dog, right? So we just keep walking. Soon as we get to like the corner of the apartment, nigga run down the hill, got down a little swole, nigga. He ain't had no shirt on, had on like sweatpants and shit. I guess you know how old niggas be. Oh, at the time we don't really. It's hard to correlate this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you know he probably just fresh off work or
how big ass nigga with a little ass.
Maybe third grade, fourth grade type
so
shit.
About 10.
Yeah, ten. Probably like 9, 10. So this nigga run down the hill, nigga run up on us. We got down. We stopped. This nigga got down. He said, "Man, y'all the little niggas have been throwing shit at my goddamn dog." And then we just looking at this nigga. We don't say shit because we stuck. We don't say shit. And this nigga like, he said, "Hey man, don't be throwing shit at my motherfucker." He got like a little bat in his hand. He's like, "Don't be throwing shit at my motherfucking dog, man." He said, "Yesterday I found a fucking spoon up there." And then we was like, "Oh, shit."
Y'all look at each other.
Job is done, nigga. Yeah. And like we did that, nigga. But
That was it. You feel
fact.
Me?
He said, my mom was asking about that, nigga.
Nice right, nigga. Sparkling silverware, nigga.
She said, "How you bring
it?" I came back to try to see if I could throw something else up there to knock it down.
Straight up. That's what the hell. Right. Ended up throwing Bukumo shit up there, nigga.
Bukumo shit trying to get this.
Yeah, trying to get
this. Dog got done knocked out.
Legs up, nigga.
Yeah, nigga, this shit ain't one
dog good. He had a chewing on all that shit.
Fucking it up.
No, ate it. But got sick it for.
Yeah.
Y'all don't got his dog, see. He gonna whoop y'all ass now.
That's funny.
Somebody need to whoop you.
Nigga, took us a minute to take
that
shortcut again.
And don't whoop him, P. He got heart cut.
It was like, we just gonna take the regular way for a little while.
I give you this spoon back. You tell me you got heart cut.
Right.
I can pet your dog.
Hey, that's funny to say.
Moment turned.
But let's get it, man. We got one more song, but we got this next song and then we're gonna get out of here. The next song we're gonna get into, man, we're gonna go back to some Dungeon Family love. I'm gonna play Outkast. We're gonna play Hollywood Divorce. I like this song because of what it's saying on it. I like Wayne verse. Wayne go crazy, Dre go crazy, Big Boy go crazy, Snoop is just a player and he cool. Yeah, I love it. It's a perfect song. You know what I mean? To me, is one of those perfect songs. You know what I'm saying? And it's a low key sleeper too. Don't nobody really fuck with that shit like that. I don't be hearing it called out that much.
It'd be hard though.
You know what I'm saying? So We're gonna play Outkast. It's off of that Idlewild soundtrack. If you never fuck with the Idlewild soundtrack, go listen to it. It's a couple of bangers on there. But the song we're gonna play is Hollywood Divorce. Let's get it.
Starts off like a small town marriage. Lovely wife and life, baby carriage. Now all the stars have cars, success of course, but it ends in Hollywood divorce. Hollywood divorce.
And I'm a star. Yeah, and I don't have to go to Hollywood, cause Hollywood come through my neighborhood with cameras on. I really think they're stealing from us like a sample song. I really wish one day we take it back like Hammer's home. The hurricane come and took my Louisiana home. And all I got in return was a darn country song. This old country wrong. Oh, but you're right if you just put a little ice on and cut your mic on. But you don't even write songs. But Hollywood make you spit like a python. I make a cobra, I'm so not sober. I'm high like a Hollywood coffee or soda. You can call me a roller. Hold up, your grill's glistening. Spent $100,000 on mine. Feel different, what's the real sense of it? Bling bling, I know. And did you know I'm the creator of the term? I just straightened the perm. They let it sit too long, they just making it burn. Make a movie of our lifestyle, but they earn like a dead body burned on the mantelpiece. That's why I try not to lie on wax like it's candle grease. And I beast a little nigga, cooler than antifreeze. Defrost on your window pane, Lil Wayne, but in Hollywood it's Little Wayne. Don't make me numb, so that's why I got a prenum. I do.
Starts off like a small town marriage. Lovely wife and life, baby carriage. Now all the stars have cars, success of course, but it ends in Hollywood divorce. Hollywood divorce. Yeah,
yeah. A is for Adamsville, B is for Born Home. See if I give a fuck if you like me, you know I don't. If she ain't got a good head on her, leave that hoe alone. If she do got some good head on her, let her sing a song. D is for what I serve, I don't be on no curb. She ain't no junkie neither, I ain't no dope dealer. But she keep coming back, three stacks must be some crack. Put that pipe in her lap, she ain't know how to act. Now that I've got your undivided attention, I'm gonna say this and run under condition one. Promise me you gon' stack, promise me you gon' ball. Promise me you'll invest 3/4 of it all for what? So your kids can have some cheese. Can't get with it, get on your knees. Cause wealth is the word. Yep. Richest round the corner from the curb. Don't like what I write, shoot me a bird.
10th grade, the way was paved for me and Dre to create. Like Dr. Frankenstein, the arts and crafts. Now could we make a difference? Antoine Patton and Andre Benjamin been jamming for you crabbing. Rap niggas and journalists that's quick to misprint public and private business. Then retract back for deaf ears and think it's dismissed. Part 2, the sequel, all new cast. Just ain't the same gang of nerds on the internet slandering your name behind that screen name. They're lame and their life is pretty plain. M&Ms with no nuts won't show up face to face. Straight bitch made like puppies on the nipples of a mutt. Address it on a case by case basis like the judge. What about the lying asshole trying to plot, or these niggas on the block who want the queen?
Nigga, please.
But even she can walk, we'll miss her. We ain't gonna fake it, but God don't make mistakes. Must be something bigger waiting.
Starts off like a small town marriage. Lovely wife and life, baby carriage. Now all the stars have cars, success of course, but it ends in Hollywood divorce. Hollywood divorce.
I do love you, but you hate me at the same time. Lights, camera, action, it's game time. Do you take this here as your lovely wife? To love her and cherish her for all your life? I solemnly swear to dare share and take you there. And me and you together, baby, we a lucky pair. It's been a long time, we walk a thin line. Others say they got you, but you've been mine. As I sit back and watch all the cat fights, domestic violence, is that right? But you love a dog, gave me the spotlight. And now I'm going up, showing up, blowing up. I never ever thought that we were separated all. But you played me like a game of football. Used to feed me, need me, dress me. Now it's so messy, straight cut out. Mm. Keep us a little.
And niggas just brushed over this shit like it was what? Nothing. Like this shit didn't mean so. This shit could have been like a political turn, yeah. Hip hop type shit. You know what I'm saying? I really can't believe it. And
you know they ain't gonna get them. They ain't gonna get shit like that too much.
They not at all.
This is like a motive behind it.
Right, but that's why we played it. You know what I'm saying? And that was Outkast off of the Idlewild soundtrack with what's the name? Oh, Hollywood Divorce. And had Lil Wayne and Snoop Dogg on it as well.
Lil Wayne.
You know what I'm saying? So, like we were saying, the concept of that song was just dope. Like just being, just basically saying that, hey man, we was in Hollywood, we see what was going on, and we're not fucking with it no more. And we having a divorce with y'all. You know what I'm saying? So, we done.
Our kids can all aspire to be
shit, bro.
LeBron, boy, or Lil Wayne.
They just straightened the perm and let it sit too long. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
You can't say. I'm surprised white folks ain't saying no cap.
Some of them is.
I mean, trust me. Imagine it's not mainstream.
Like the young high school ones or some shit.
I'm surprised. Like when
Anthony Edwards be saying it. So I feel like I've heard some white girl say it. I feel like it's this girl that I listen to who be talking about football. I feel like I heard her say no cap before, but I'm not certain, so I'm not gonna just say it. But I wouldn't put it past that somebody done said no cap on some type of fucking
type of
entertainment level. Right.
Of course. Right, they can't wait to say that. All they got to do is give us no reparations, let Cat Williams tell them.
Right. Do what you want.
White people, you give us them reparations. You can say nigga anytime you want.
Look how quit niggas fault. Get a little bit of change.
Yeah, you can say nigga anytime you want, you get a reparation.
Depending on how much change, though. That'll change your life.
You give me $10 million, I got it. You can say nigga.
You let it get a pass.
Everybody $10 million. You get all the left family $10 million.
Everybody get a pass.
Yep.
True enough.
I still might get mad by accident. My subconscious might punch.
Yeah, I'm still.
Almost got me.
You gave me that money. You did. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I'm definitely gonna step up a few times.
That nigga saying that shit in your face.
Yeah, nigga, like with the hard
Nigga,
they can't say it. Yeah, that wasn't.
Right, it was an A on that paper.
Yeah. What you doing? I need $10 million more dollars.
For that
what you talking about?
That 15.
That's funny. But hey, I was talking about movies and shit earlier, because we was talking about Adam Sandler and shit real quick. But something I wanted to
touch on,
make mention about.
You always want to touch on something.
Yeah, touch on something, baby. Let's do that. Got to play with it.
Do, nigga?
I was talking about Juice. Cause you remember I was saying how Juice was like, when Juice came out, if they would have classified Juice as a horror movie, I think it would have did a whole lot better. You know what I'm saying? As far as like,
I thought it was classified as a horror dynamic movie, like
a thriller more so.
I guess. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Look it up. Look it up.
Because I feel like now when I feel like I've seen it in the thriller, horror, or whatever the fuck.
I don't know. Look. I thought it was under drama. I thought
probably drama. I don't think you can know who in the office. I don't think you know who the killer is.
Crime thriller.
See,
crime. And you know that'd be kind of blending with a lot of shit too.
Yeah, but if it was like straight horror, I feel like it would. You know what I'm saying? It would have been alright, because that shit was like a slasher movie. You know what I'm saying?
It had been more killing. It wasn't enough killing.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying it don't have to be that crazy for real. You know what I'm saying? Like you don't have to go on no super duper crazy spree. Like how many people get killed in fucking? How many niggas he killed? Like 3.
That nigga was fucking crazy.
Did he?
Yeah.
He killed the Mexican nigga. He killed goddamn Raheem.
And Fat Boy. Didn't he kill Fat
Boy?
He just shot him. Yeah. Still, oh, yeah, that's it, though.
That boy still.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Two and a P.
Yeah.
That's what classified serial killer. But nah, that nigga was a madman. You right. Y'all about to say, you right. I am crazy. And I don't give a fuck. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I also had on here, what's the best Friday? And then do you think they should actually do another Friday?
It would be cool. It'd be cool if they did another Friday.
I don't know, because I always say one, but I fuck with two.
Yeah, I say that too.
I fuck with both of them.
I like one, but I fuck with two for
next
real.
Next Friday,
three is definitely last regardless.
Yeah.
It's just a fight between one and two.
Yeah.
Cause 2 was like different as fuck.
Yeah.
Like the way it was filmed and everything.
Two, bro. I ain't gonna hold you.
It was sunny out, so it was color.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? So like Friday was like, it was a lot. All the popping shit was happening at nighttime, damn near. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, so it had that darker feel type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like it didn't seem so funny.
The camera was cloudy.
Cloudy, right? The shit was like a little more. You know what I mean?
The signal was more HD.
And then also you got to think about
good money
scenes. So this movie was basically shot on this one street at this one house. Maybe we bounced around to another house on that same street.
Yeah.
But in the second one, we going to the store. They got the shit going on with the niggas out there. You know what I'm saying? The pops driving through the expressway trying to get to. The different. You know what I mean? They're really trying to make some shit shake. Like, you just see the progression in it. You know what I mean? You appreciate, like, okay, Q, we see you. Because it's still under Q vision. Yeah. You know what I mean? So you're like, all right, we see you working for real. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's why I like two. But I don't know. I think I still might say one. Because I don't know. One fucked me up. I was dying.
I can't just say it. I can't even just say it. For real. Because when you're one, goddamn, one's just that one.
Yeah, one is one, man.
Yeah. I don't know. I probably, if I'm leaning more to a one. But I don't know. I can't just say it. But yeah. I'm leaning to a one. I don't know.
What about you?
I'm gonna say two.
So two. Yeah.
Yeah. At least I thought it was funny.
Two was funny.
Two was funny as fuck. Mm-hmm. Two was funny. Classic moments. Mm-hmm. Classic moments in that shit.
Mike Epps funny as shit on
it. Mike Epps funny as fuck.
He funny as shit in part two.
Yeah. Like, that was his.
He funny as shit in Friday. Period. But period. Like, his
niggas
his
called that nigga Daddy, bro.
They called that nigga Daddy for Buku long.
Mm-hmm. Buku.
Yeah.
Buku.
Nigga still Daddy.
Nobody called him Mike Epps.
Yeah. Who the fuck is that?
That's crazy how it gets down like that.
You mean Omar Epps, nigga? No, nigga.
No, nigga.
Oh.
Nigga said Omar Epps. That's funny.
That's funny. You know Wood Harris got a brother?
Yeah, Cud Harris.
Yeah, that's funny.
I was just playing out. Buddy who played in BMF. BMF and shit, yeah. And then
Tyler
Perry shit, Dire Mad Bad Mama, yeah.
That's crazy.
Cool.
What's that nigga name?
I don't know.
Cud, Henry.
It's just funny. That's just a joke that we ran in our group chat. Wood Harris and Cud Harris. That shit funny as fuck.
Wood and Cud.
Wood and
Cud. Oh, you said Wood and Cud.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hard too.
It wasn't
Cud. That's what I said. I thought you said Cud. Wood and Cud. I'm like, that's funny.
That's like a damn store.
Store, yeah. Wood and Cud.
And they sell clothes.
They sell clothes?
Yeah, Wood and Cud. It's like Pat Son.
They're gonna pack some.
My pack some up.
Right. And
what's the worst black movie you seen? Let's stir it up before we get out of here.
The worst black movie I seen?
Mm-hmm.
What's that movie we on my ears? Because it's gonna press my head.
No, what's the worst black classic movie to you? Like, something that people probably deem as like a black classic movie, but you like, man, that shit's really trash.
Belly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Belly.
Yeah, you killed it. Belly is ass.
Bro. I'm probably finna get a lot of slack.
No, you not.
Yes, I'm in.
You shouldn't.
Yes, I'm in.
Belly is
ass. I don't already had this argument with mad people.
I got to
rewatch that shit. I'm not fucking with it.
I was going to say like a Madea movie, though. You mean like an old one?
Like I mean, classic, I don't know if people deem Madea because the classic movies, but those do suck too. But Belly definitely. But people do think Madea is good. So yeah, but they suck for real. But Belly. Belly is one. Like, what is it even about?
Bro.
What is it about?
Granted, I ain't
that
see
shit
it.
Is all over the place.
I ain't see it until I got older, so I couldn't appreciate it. I ain't see it till I got older. So when I'm seeing it, it's like, bro, what am I looking at? You can't even fucking see anything in the bitch.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking with it.
Camera suck.
Yeah.
Who was the director? Hype Williams.
Williams.
He filmed it like a music video. He didn't film it like a movie.
Like a music video shot in a club.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, the beginning was hard. It got the hardest intro, but besides that intro, the movie is nothing. You know what I mean?
We might
get some slack for that, but yeah. Belly is ass.
Fast and the Furious.
You know what I'm saying?
Fast and the Furious was trash. Or at least I thought that acting.
Movie?
Oh, we saying black? God
damn.
Yeah. I don't ever follow the rule. I need like a fucking chalkboard.
We gonna have
that's
one.
Fine as hell.
Yeah.
We gonna have like a monitor.
Chalkboard.
It's coming, dog. We got
every time I think I got something, nigga. Nope.
I'm saying like
classic black movie.
South Central sup. To me.
South Central sup.
South Central sup. So if anybody if anybody love that movie, South Central is ass.
Yeah, it hyped up like fuck.
You know what I'm saying? That's another movie that I think is on that list. The list of ass. The list of ass that y'all like. You know what I mean?
If you're gonna do life in LA, it's gotta be Singleton.
Yeah.
You can't do no life in LA, and it's not a Singleton.
Because you know they got the shit that's going around now with the I'm glad you even brought that up. They got the shit that's going around now saying basically how John Singleton created his own MCU universe because you know how Marvel, all of the movies are connected in a, mm-hmm. a certain way, but they looking at all of like Poetic Justice and Boys in the Hood, mm-hmm. and what's the other one that's connected to Don't Be a Menace. Mm-hmm. All of them are intertwined. Don't Be a Menace to Society. Yes, yeah. mm-hmm. are intertwined. They all got like similar. They all have the mm-hmm. same characters or made reference of that character. Mm-hmm. In yeah. it. You know what I'm saying? Period. Like when Pop walked up to Dookie and Monster from Boys in the Hood, and goddamn. That's what shot it. Regina King had said that to them. She said, I'm finna get Dookie and Monster to shoot you up. She was saying that to what's my boy, Tori. Joe. Is it Joe?
Okay,
Joe,
yeah.
It was Joe. Joe the Swart. Joe Guy.
Yeah, it was Guy.
Guy Tori. It was Guy Tori, yeah. She was saying that to him, but then they showed the Boys in the Hood shit where you got Dookie and Monster sitting at the table with goddamn Cube and shit, just like kicking shit, you know what I mean? Like throughout the movie, you just like, damn. So like, okay, that's what they're talking about. And there's another shit that was in Menace to Society that was tied to it as well. I think it was like,
and then she was in Boys in the Hood.
And she was in Boys in the Hood too. Yeah. Regina King was in Boys in the Hood. So it's like little pieces is like.
So is her character the same character?
Potentially, yeah.
I gotta look.
Like we got. I said when I started seeing that, like I kind of knew a little bit. Because I was piecing together a little bit over time, but like now that I'm seeing more of it, I'm like, yeah, I'm about to go dive deep into this shit and see what's going on. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Watch all the old movies that I've seen as a kid.
Yeah, bro. I've been telling you, bro. Yeah, use your adult ears and eyes. Yeah. That shit gonna be a whole lot better to you. Like, oh, okay.
Totally different.
Then you gonna start being like, okay, I see why niggas are saying mm-hmm. this. Or I get why people did. Even if it's not good now, you could be like, okay, I see why they did hype it then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Matrix. You know what I mean? Matrix is all that lit now, the way it looked. But back then, I'm like, oh, yeah, I could see how we was going crazy.
And then
over
as kids, yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, some of that shit still kind of fire. Like that dodging bullet shit. and the little fighting scenes.
Niggas was doing that shit outside. Like, everybody was.
Matrix Reloaded was crazy, too.
Yeah.
That was crazy. But, yeah, so those black movies that we got off the top, pretty ass. South Central, Belly. If y'all can think of any more that y'all probably think that somebody might like or deem as a classic black movie but you think it's ass, let us know, put it in the comments, you know what I mean? See what's going on with it, you know what I mean?
See what's going on.
But anything else before we get up out of here, you know what I mean? We said happy 420, you know what I'm saying? I shouted out Young Van. I said, where's Kendrick? We talked about the Drake shit, rap beef, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if there's anything else we got to say about it. Oh, Ross. We didn't speak about Ross and shit. I think we started talking about some of that Super Mario shit. We got kind of got off track. But Ross got down a part of the beef. Like, I like what Ross is doing. I just like the antics. I'm a fan of it.
Yeah.
You could tell
being a fan.
That nigga's fucking hilarious.
You could tell that he's already been navigating through this already, having battled 50. And still here, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So like, Birdman mm-hmm. slick, right. It just shows how
some
he
heavy hitters.
How he can hold his own, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like even Drake kind of like threw him a little props, but kind of pushed it to the side. He was like, because he was telling Ross, he said you over here dropping disses and you 50. He said like basically go ahead and spend that little money, man. He said, like basically said like I know you got that bread, but just go ahead and spend your money and stay out of this shit shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Lead us
to the young niggas, right? You know what I mean? So it was funny to basically say that Ross having. Even though Drake did throw that little shout out, I'm saying like you got a 400,000-foot lot and nigga my house is 400,000 feet. Like, this nigga Drake is crazy.
Then Rose be coming back with the
guy. This nigga is crazy.
Whatever he come back with.
You said Ross what?
I said, but then Rose be coming back with the whatever he be coming back with.
Yeah. When that nigga had said, what he had said we was watching when he was talking about, he was talking about Birdman.
Going about the house niggas, those niggas. Yeah. Niggas.
That nigga said,
go buy Birdman a house, man. Buy Birdman a $50
house. He said that shit's up for foreclosure.
Straight up. He said, brrr. That nigga Ross is straight comedy,
fiction
bro.
News,
that nigga pure comedy.
White boy.
Fuck with it.
White boy. BBL yeah. Drizzy is fucking crazy.
That nigga said you ever drove a Chevy. He said you got a Chevy. He said you got a Chevy, white
you
boy.
Got a Chevy, white boy.
Nah, like that's funny as hell to say. It's like just simple shit like bro. That, man. It don't take shit, much, man. Because that's just like the Drake shit. Metro, shut your bitch ass up, whole ass up, and man, make some drums, nigga. Like, get that nigga some fucking, what's that shit?
Snare drum.
Get that nigga some skin, and put a fucking rubber band around it so that nigga make some drums, get some wood. Yeah. Nigga finna be fucking
some bongos, nigga. Carving up some logs and shit.
Nigga finna make some drums, nigga.
I just sit here.
Yeah, nigga said, we don't want to hear from you, cuz. We need to give you some arts and crafts, cuz.
Let it be, boy. Apply.
Rick Ross, big ass. When bro. I heard that nigga say that shit fucked me up.
That nigga is stupid, bro.
He said, speaking of sizes, Rick Ross, big ass. The internet is undefeated, for sure.
You gotta love it.
But quick little shout outs, man. Whole team, Cam, Gino, Montel, Blake, SRB, got Swilly Swill in the house, man. Yeah. City, J-Bo, Drabo, home, goddamn. Ooh. Deuce, right? You know what I'm saying? Long live Snoop, long live Kurt. I got my whole SIBK, Miles, Lee, Steve, Jay. Shout out Jay, you know what I'm saying? My
shout
nigga.
Cash,
I've been kicking
deal.
It with him. Yo, shout out Cash Dell, right? Swag, no, you know what I mean? Whole team. Oh, yeah, Mitch Grayson, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, and Forever. John, Vito, Kendo, Dre. Y'all know what it is, man. Shout out everybody. If I ain't say your name, man, no harm. And I just probably forgot because we been vibing. And long live Tish, long live Sherry, long live Auntie, you know what I'm saying?
Auntie.
You know what I mean? And last song we're going to play, man, we're going to pull up some Future shit, man, because we're going to hold it down for the Dungeon Family shit. And y'all know how we do. We the biggest Future fans ever.
So we're not Auntie.
What, you want to play some of that new shit or some older shit?
Play that new shit. Play that,
Cause I was thinking of something like,
The All of Me?
All of Me.
Is that the end of the second one? It's All of Something.
All of Me. You talking about part of that Diss 2 shit? Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I ain't like those.
Oh, that's crazy. What?
Yeah, I mean, not the, in comparison to the main part of the album. No,
yeah, I wasn't comparing it though.
No, I'm just saying like I don't listen to them because the main portion of it just hitting so hard.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Them shit just like they just threw it on there. Like that, oh, that Show of Hands with Rocky on it and shit.
Yeah, turn on the lights, boy.
Yeah, they turn off the lights. They turn off the lights, change the game. Mm-hmm. And he ain't got no cuss words on that song. What you said?
That when they going in here?
Nah, that's play cool. That fucking, play that, that One Big Family. We're gonna get the fuck out of here with that five shit. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna play Future off of the most recent shit with him and Metro Boomin that we still don't trust you. We still vibing to it, man. This shit is riding. I hope y'all love it just like we did with Hendrix. That's how I'm feeling with it. But the last song we're gonna play before we get out of here, we get out of here. Fucking, what's the name of that song? Oh, yeah, One Big Family. We out of here. Let's get it.
Bye, you guys.
20 main bitches, I swear I'm from another planet. I love all of them the same, we just like one big family. Baby, you know we ain't supposed to be here on Earth. I fucked up about this Chinese shit, got me handing it off of Perky. Dominicano been playing her part, she know what's happening. She been sending the sun over 15 minutes at the pad.
She's at my bed.
Lottie say she love me more than she love her daddy. I don't think she loyal, but say she'll never do me bad. That's what she say to me, come lay with me, come play with me. When you leave from the studio, come get dropped off and stay with me. If it's shorty, then get in my body. I got judo on the way to Pilates. I should be like she one of my partners. I got three with the same name, probably. Bought a perky for shorty this morning. Had that work for Cabrina this morning. She was twerking, I started performing. Going surfing, I'm starting to enjoy it. When on Shabbat streets, I can afford it. She gon' cuddle with me like an orphan. I got Lizzie, don't call, unfortunate. Try to eat it off me like a portion. I got booby traps sitting in my living room. I got magic whenever I need to. Fucking wish you, but I really need you. Break you out 20 racks when I see you. Laying you down on your back when I meet you. Hitting that shit from the back, don't I teach you? I done flew Nora, I did Beezu. I had Dabba coming on the same flight. I hit Gabrielle on the same. Like, fell in love cause she know nigga game type. Throw the hood up, she know I'm the gang type. I'm just giving you a little bit of insight.
20 main bitches, I swear I'm from another planet. I love all of them the same, we just like one big family. We all happy, don't care what they say, don't be embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed.
Yeah. I swear I'm from another planet. Pull up in the roast, I bet that bitch open up my doors. I bet I wipe that bitch nose. Anything I say, everything goes. Treat me like a pot of gold. Treat a nigga, got that bag coming. Heard you wanna go to Saturn. Pick a planet, I ain't average. Pluto got that bitch on lockdown. Got my rule chopped, getting mopped down. Out the country, she get knocked down. Pop the biggest one, one on OC. Tryna move the little shit out of DC. Spin a bag on China, and it was easy. Fuck what you gotta say, she gon' keep me. I got Aquafina on me on each lead. Got somewhere on me sitting in the bathroom. Anytime I get, she ready to smack some. Got her popping that shit in the phantom. Turn my bitch up, you know that's a standard. I got theory, Atlanta, Abu Dhabi. So imperial, trying to be modest. Don't record me when I walk through the lobby. Cross her lips when she sit around the Brody. Got my clothes, she tied up my shoes too. Clean the carpet, I feel like a guru. All I wanna do is buy Jimmy Choo Choo. Everything on her practically new, new. Very charismatic, she one of the baddest. She one of the ones I cherish. I swear I'm from another planet. 20 main bitches, I swear I'm from another planet. I love all of them the same, we just like one big family.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I swear I'm from another planet. Only way to live is to be rich. Bad bitch follow me just like a cop.
Yeah.
That's where I'm from, another planet.